This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. A new proposed immigration detention facility in Hudson is dividing Coloradans, and even locally elected leaders can't do much about it. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says local communities should always have a voice in such decisions.
The federal government wants to impose a circumstance or a situation on a local community. There should be a process by which it's discussed. People should have a voice. You know, that's generally the way it always works.
The GEO Group announced plans to open an immigration detention facility in Hudson, about 20 miles northeast of Denver in Weld County. Hickenlooper says he expects lawmakers will conduct rigorous oversight of the facility once it opens, as well as the one GEO operates in Aurora. Families of wildland firefighters have a new resource for when their loved ones are away doing that work. Olivia Holter of Utah is a psychologist whose husband is a wildland firefighter. She worked with a group called Fired Up to create a wildland firefighter family handbook. Holter pointed to the three firefighters who recently died in Colorado, highlighting the dangers of the job and the strain it puts on families.
We all feel this loss very deeply.
During last year's fire season, Holter looked for support but found nothing. The handbook aims to help cope with anxiety, understanding fire terms, and has tips for child care. Meanwhile, the Fishhook Fire in Rout County is just over a mile away from Highway 40 and Rabbit Ears Pass. The highway is open, but travelers are likely to see smoke. The fire has burned more than 300 acres of the Rout National Forest. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.